Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Are you ready?
So, about a week and a half ago, Jack Del Rio did an interview with Julie Donaldson for the team's website. And he turned heads when he said the following. He said, "This time of year when you can slow it down, explain exactly where you belong, how it all ties together, how we need to communicate on certain adjustments, certain formations, certain shifts, motions, that is critical right now. I was disappointed last year when we did not have full participation. I thought it contributed to us having a poor year in the back end because it's all about the back end as to how well you play and how great your defense is. You've got to cap things. You've got to understand where you belong and be there and just make your plays, not to look back and make excuses and worry about it. But I feel much better about what we're doing now, the work we're putting in, the focus, the energy, the effort, the commitment. Those things pay off. There's no shortcut to success." Closed quote. So that those comments a week and a half ago were a little bit new in that he pointed to the back end of, you know, secondary players that, as he said, he was disappointed that he didn't have full participation. And he thought it contributed to their poor pass defense, basically, which, you know, he thinks is a big part of it is the back end. And we all kind of said, man, the only player we thought was actually missing from OTAs was Chase Young. He was the focus of those OTA days, and he was the only player out of the 90 under contract that never showed up for one day. So the thought was, well, who were the secondary players that were missing from OTA days? Well, Ben Standing, in his column yesterday on The Athletic, cleared some of that up. He wrote, Ben did, "Del Rio's reference was not about phase three. Phase three for Washington is the phase which includes the OTA days and the mini camp, which is the on-the-field stuff. According to a source," Ben wrote yesterday, "the mention was about last year's phase two, where there was not full participation from cornerbacks and safeties. Phase two essentially is, as Ben described, walkthroughs where the coaches dive into the playbook and game plan with players lined up. You know, per the NFLPA website, coaches are allowed on the field. Teams can run individual and what they call perfect play drills, but no offense versus defense or one-on-ones and no helmets. Phase two is kind of what they just went through recently when they had workouts. And so last year, Del Rio was not referring to players that missed the OTA days. The only player that didn't post for one OTA day was Chase Young. 89 out of the 90 posted for at least one. Young was the only one that didn't. So every single secondary player posted for OTA day, either a day or days plural. But it's the phase two that Ben's source said Del Rio was referring to, and that apparently is a very important time for coaches. And so he was disappointed that several corners and safeties weren't participants. Now, which players? Ben writes, it's unclear which players skipped those voluntary workouts. Collins, as in Landon Collins, was recovering from an Achilles injury, and Bobby McCain signed on the final day of Phase 1, which was a 9-week program centered on strength and conditioning. Washington also integrated William Jackson as a free agent signing and third-round pick Benjamin St. Juice. Del Rio said in the interview he feels much better about this year's participation, a point reiterated by Ben's source. So, netting it out, last year in Phase 2, which is kind of an important voluntary phase for the coaches, a bunch of secondary players didn't show up, and Del Rio essentially used that stretch of the offseason as one of the reasons, you can call it an excuse, for how bad the pass defense was last year. No specific names as to the players that were missing. But Landon Collins was missing, obviously, because he, you know, he was still coming off an Achilles injury. Although, again, there was no, you know, there was no offense versus defense. There was no contact. There was no helmets. So it's possible that he could have been there. Anyway, I don't know how many people that's interesting to. You know, at this point, the discussion of all of this stuff, you know, who they drafted, who they didn't draft, who they signed, who they didn't sign, you know, this is a put up or shut up season for the football operation, which I think we can all agree has improved from both a roster management standpoint and probably even from a coaching standpoint over the last couple of years versus what was here more recently. Now, I don't know, maybe some of you would say that Kyle Smith was better at roster, at creating a roster. But in terms of the kind of players and the culture and the locker room guys and the maturity that they're looking for, I feel personally, as an observer, much better about what they have on the football operation side. But there's been a lot of discussion about how last year they were close, and how without the COVID outbreak in December, that maybe they would have made a deeper run. Maybe that four-game winning streak would have turned into something much better. They were healthy for the Dallas game, and they were down 27-6 in the fourth quarter, even though they got the ball back down 7 and had a chance on that deep throw from, there at the end of the game from Kyle Allen to DeAndre Carter, right? It was Carter who dropped that deep ball when he was open. I think it was Carter. And it was Allen who clearly threw it in that game against the Cowboys. But they got their ass kicked pretty much by Dallas in that game. They really did. Now, would they have been more ready for Philadelphia twice with more players on the field and more time to rest for the Dallas game the night after Christmas? Yeah. I still don't think that they were headed to the playoffs down the stretch, but they would have played better. They may have won another game. Maybe they would have finished 8-9, you know, instead of 7-10. But they think they're close. They drafted and they acquired here in the offseason for this coming season and maybe the year after. There is a sense of urgency, certainly from the business side, to get it done now. I think the football people feel some pressure, not because they'll get fired if it doesn't work out, but Ron's put, you know, some expectations on year 3 of a 5-year rebuild. And, you know, what we've heard from Ron is much more optimism heading into this season than last season. There were several warnings from Ron last year, you know, especially when we got to training camp. You know, I remember him saying the biggest concern was maturity. And understanding that last year was last year, and this is a completely different year. And last year making the playoffs was nice, but it also may have been misleading. He kind of admitted that. He didn't up the bar. He didn't raise the bar expectation-wise last year. But I do feel like he is doing that. And maybe Del Rio, with some of these comments about how much more pleased he is with the offseason participation, that he's upping that bar a little bit. And then you get to the schedule. My God, if they don't start off 2-0, well, you can throw in the towel because the NFL gave them a 2-0 start. Chris Miles, I had it backwards. Chris Miles from NBA TV is going to join us next. And then Sam Monson from Pro Football Focus will join us after that. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, theteam980.com. We are also on the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.